connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert and Mary in the saddle again for segment five this hour, and it's time for another installment of our Destination Spotlight. Today, it's our sixth destination, Kennebunkport, Maine. And before we take you to this charming seaside community that's about 2 hours north of Boston, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Yes, and having just spent 16 days traveling through Europe, we can attest firsthand how important good luggage is. Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews, frequent travelers, and all of us here at Rudy Max's World with the Carries. For over two decades, they've taken pride in their design, innovation, and durability in crafting the highest quality luggage for travelers. Travel Pro created the Rollaboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, we've been traveling with Travel Pro Luggage for a decade or more now, well before they joined the show as a sponsor, and we really can't say enough good things about their products. If you're in the market for new luggage, or you're looking for a perfect birthday or maybe an anniversary gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's go to the 23rd state in our nation and speak with the executive director of the Kennebunkport Chamber of Commerce, Laura Dulcey.
Laura, nice to have you here on Rudy Max's World with the Carries as we spotlight Kennebunkport and the surrounding area.
Thanks, Robert. Good to be here.
Well, appreciate it. So there are always two things I always tell people when I talk about our time in Kennebunk and in Kennebunkport. Excellent beaches, and I know Maine is synonymous with lobster, but the best clam chowder in a bread bowl I've ever had. So.
Really?
Yeah. They're my two. And I know the air is clearly filled with history and charm, but talk to us about what you're offering for travelers these days.
Well, I think that, you know, we always say you can come to the Kennebunks and vacation like a president. We, love our first residents, the Bushes here.
Right.
So a lot of folks still come up and they want to see Walker's Point, where they live, 6 months out of the year. Sometimes they want to see the famous locations that they've seen on TV where the media has camped out or things like that. So that's always a lot of fun. But, you know, it's the water, it's the beaches, it's sort of the beauty of the area that brings people here. And you can't really beat Maine in the summer.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Or I would also tell you, we're coming in, you know,
the
September, October is also beautiful there
because
of the water
form.
Beautiful. And it's funny because it used to be that our season was much shorter, and now our season is really year-round because people have discovered how gorgeous it is in the fall, and people are coming straight through the winter. We have Christmas Prelude in December, which is kind of an amazing 2 weeks of Christmas events, and now we're doing Paint the Town Red in February for the whole month. So
yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I do think a lot of our listeners will know Kennebunkport and associate it with what you mentioned with the Walker's Landing and all of that, but you know, every time we go up there, there's shopping, there's outdoor activities, art, culture. Laura, what are some things that you'd like to highlight, and what are some of your favorite things in the area?
Well, I tell you, we have an art walk that goes on both the second and third Friday of the month, and people walk around and get to see. We have beautiful galleries and a lot of artists that come here because they're drawn to the beauty of this area. And we have plein air painting and any kind of medium, so that's kind of awesome. And we're really getting known for our food here. We have chefs from five-star White Barn Inn to the Clam Shack right on the bridge that, you know, has become world famous for their lobster rolls.
That's true.
The Clam Shack,
right before you go over the... Is that like Dock Street or Dock...
Dock Square.
Dock Square, okay. Well, that's not too bad. And that place I mentioned about the clam, you know, when you come down Dock and you make that, I guess, kind of a right onto Ocean Avenue, it's kind of a little nook there by an ice cream shop. It's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the food then. Let's talk about the hotels, the accommodations, bed and breakfast, restaurant scene. You know, give folks an idea, maybe cost, average room, you know, best time of year to visit, all of that.
I mean, we've kind of got everything that runs the gamut. You know, we have a brand new campground that opens, Sandy Pines Campground. We have glamping tents, which are very cool. I'd never seen one of those before. Very beautiful. And then you can have a place where it might cost you, you know, $1,000 a night for
a
three-bedroom.
The Colony Hotel is a place that,
yeah.
We like that. It's right on the water. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's so pretty, and it's, in a way, unchanged over the past 100 years, which is kind of a lovely step back in time. And yet that view is just killer out there.
It is.
Absolutely.
Stunning.
Yeah. So we've got big old resorts like the Nonantum and the Colony, and then you have upscale boutique hotels. You've got beautiful B&Bs. You know, we've got the captains, the Captain Lord, Captain Jeffords, Captain Fairfield, and they're just really kind of sumptuous, and you can have wine in the garden. And then we have a lot of mom-and-pop little motels, so there really is kind of everything for you, depending on what you're looking for and how close you want to be to the water.
Well, and the culinary scene also, as you said, has definitely picked up in the area, and a lot of of different options, and it's not just seafood that's being offered there.
Oh, gosh, no, it isn't. We just had Chef Shannon Bard open Toroso last year. She's been kind of all over TV as a chef, and mm-hmm. she opened a Spanish tapas restaurant. We have Rebecca Charles, who yeah. has Pearl in New York City, is opening Pearl and Spat here in Kennebunk
really?
In a couple weeks. So,
oh, that's exciting.
You know, yeah. So,
Laura, let me ask you, really, we've got about 20 seconds or so. You know, real
sure.
quick, what is an important but little-known fact about the Kennebunkport area that you want our listeners to know?
I just think that it's really a year-round area that you can come and enjoy any time of the season. It's great family, all ages, you know, just so beautiful no matter when you come here.
All right. Well, listen, we really appreciate you spotlighting Kennebunkport and the Kennebunk area. You know, as I said, we're coming into a great time of year to visit in September and October, and it's just a great place to go relax and enjoy. So, Laura, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Folks, if you want to learn more, just go to GoKennebunks, K-E-N-N-E, bunks.com. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too.
Take care, Laura.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, I believe our next destination spotlight is going to be at the Iowa State Fair in 2 weeks, so please be sure to stay tuned. And you can find all the places that we're covering on our website under Destination Spotlight. As I look at the clock, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I, we will get to some more travel news to kick off hour two. And then it's more travel talk with the Travel Trio on America's number one travel radio show. Stay with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.